Are you ready? 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 Are you ready for the Year of Shame Challenge?
Hello everybody and welcome to the March episode of the Year of Shame Challenge 2016 podcast. My name's Matt and with me as always my faithful musketeers, AD, Neil and Jace. Say hello boys.
Hello, hello boys.
Good evening.
Very good, you're choking on something there, as always.
No,
right, so so for those of you who've made it this far, you probably know what it's all about, but I guess we've probably got some newbies coming in and I'll do a little explanation. So the Year of Shame Challenge has been going for a few years. Jace was actually one of the founders and did it right. Over the last few years, it seems to have mellowed and got a bit soft, so we're back again to do it properly. Gist of the challenge is basically that we will be not buying games for a year, essentially. We do have one get out clause. We have a little joker, which we can play at any point in the year, guilt-free. And we also have, if we're lucky, some Steam credit, some Xbox credit, that sort of thing, that if we had at the start of the year, we can spend it. Other than that, no games for 12 months, which is fun. We've got a lovely community with us as well, and they're playing along with their own sort of rules, and that is what we're all about. So I guess at this point I'd normally say hello to everyone and ask how they're feeling, but luckily our first section's all about thoughts and feelings, so I guess that leads nicely into that. And I think, seeing as he's exceptionally cheerful today, I think we'll say, Jace, how are you feeling, my man?
Actually, what I'm feeling about the challenge, I was thinking of this today, I'm feeling... where the fuck are these months going? We're to another episode. Yep. Another month has gone by. I'm yet to feel the pressure, effectively. And I'm yet to really play any games. And I think time's just disappearing. And before we know it, it'll be Christmas time. And it'll be time to have all the lovely games. So, yeah, I continue to be in good spirits. Yeah, here we go.
Good stuff. Good
you
stuff.
You little bastard.
That's very positive. I was expecting a sort of very monotone spiel from you today because you seem on the got out the wrong side of the bed on the community page, but apparently not.
No,
okay, so who's you next? I reckon we'll go to the lovely AD Garlike. How are you doing, mate?
I'm the same as Jace, to be honest. I'm absolutely awesome. I'm not really feeling the pressure. I'm actually feeling this month that I could probably go the year without even using my joker. I know that's famous last words, but at the minute, I'm playing the games on my pile. I've still got loads to go. I've weathered the Division storm, even though every single fucker's playing it. Even the ones who said, this game's going to be shit and I'm cancelling my pre-order. Everyone went out and pre-ordered it, and they're all raving about it. So, cheers for that, guys. But no, I've weathered the storm. I probably got a week into it and then realised, yeah, do you know what? I don't need that in my life. I'm playing loads of games. I've started loads of games. I've probably got about five or six on the go. And, yeah, bring it on. Easy peasy.
A very positive check start. Aid, yeah. It's a very positive start. Can Neil keep up the positive attitude, Neil?
Yeah, I suppose I can. I feel okay. I mean, it's kind of helped me because I've had a big shift. I've moved to I'm in a new house. So my kind of life's kind of upped and moved and... it's given me the opportunity to not think about video game news in between and get excited about things. But, I think this month is the first month where I do realise I've got a pile to go through, but I'm also very aware of games that are releasing and definitely games that are releasing that I would be adding willy-nilly to my pile and saying, yeah, I'll buy that now. But I'll play it later. And I think for me, this month is I think I was on a euphoria for January and February. I think this month for me, the kind of realization of how long this year actually lasts and the task, you know, there actually is 12 months in a year, people. I don't know whether you know that. 12 motherfucking months.
I'll tell you, it's an educational show, this. It does teach people things.
Yeah, it does, honestly. Well, this seasons and shit.
Is it a leap year this year? Does that not mean there's 18 months or something?
Shut up. Don't tell me stuff like that. So it's made me, this month in particular, has made me very aware of the challenge ahead. And a couple of game things have happened, a couple of games that I'm playing, whatever, that I'm sure we'll discuss later, have all taken place. But I'm not as chipper as these two. I mean, obviously, Jace doesn't even play video games, so I don't even know why he's on this podcast. He plays fucking board games, this chap. Plays Monopoly on his own.
I think Marvel Puzzle Quest counts, doesn't it?
Well, maybe, maybe. And Aid, I have no idea. That guy's on drugs. But how are you doing anyway, Matt? How are you finding this month?
Well, I'm on drugs, so that's got me through it. No, not today. I'm all right, actually. I'm all right. As Jay said, 3 months have gone pretty quick. Nearly 3 months. I was worried about the division. And now I'm not. Everyone's nice. Hyping it up, everyone's enjoying it, and I'm not particularly interested. So it goes to show that you can avoid the hype train. You can not even avoid it, you can just weather it and ride through it and come out the other side all right. So yeah, I'm pretty good about that. There's nothing out there I've missed. You know, there's definitely nothing out there that I would think about doing anything about, so that's all good. And... yeah, it's been good. Haven't played much games as I'd like because work's just got crazy, but I guess that's just the way it is sometimes. Yeah, so I think same as you. I think this is probably the first month where we've all been fairly good about stuff. So yeah, happy days.
Have any of you had any kind of epiphany about your previous buying habits?
Yeah. I know I buy too many video games. The whole point of me being on the challenge is I buy too many video games. And I think the fact that I've not actually bought a video game, and I've wanted to. I've been at work, sat at work, looking at Amazon. I've even, looked, you know, because they've been releasing kind of backwards compatibility on Xbox One. I've even looked at those games thinking, Jesus, that'd be quite nice to drop on that game. You know, I've not played that in a while. And it has made me realise that I am such a ridiculous buyer of video games, just for the sake of it. So I think the epiphany for me is that, I do buy too many. And I probably tell myself that I play enough of them to enjoy them, but I don't. Playing the games that I've played since the last recording and playing them as much as I have has taught me that I don't play enough video games as I think I do.
Yeah. I think something that I've done because of the challenge is I've stopped spending my lunch breaks browsing all the games news sites. Because I wanted to... Well, pretty much. And, you know, I go to Eurogamer every now and then. I'll go to a couple of sites, but I used to sit and spend my hour lunch break just going through, catching up on the news, seeing what was happening. I've stopped doing that. It hasn't really bothered me. And I think that's probably stopped the subliminal selling that goes on in those websites. That's what they're there to do at the end of the day, is to sell games. And I think that's really helped. So other than Division, which, you know, we all knew was coming for a long time, there's probably games out there that I don't even really know about that maybe would have tempted me 6 months ago. So, yeah, I think there's been a change.
It's quite good. You were saying you go to Eurogamer. I'm not having a go at Eurogamer because it's a website that I go to as well. I think they're fantastic. But it's probably a good job you've stopped going to there, because I don't know if if you guys go there. Have you noticed that their adverts for Uncharted 4 are fucking ridiculous? They've got these adverts that jump. You're reading an article and this advert actually video jumps into the middle of your text, pulls your text apart. And it's being rammed down your throat. So if you're trying to avoid games that you're trying, you know, this year that are coming out, even reading an article about, you know, PC components, fucking whatever, do you know what I mean? You are subliminally, it's quite quite a good point you made, Matt, is you are, wherever you look, you're being told about the next big product that you must buy, otherwise that you're shit. And, that's bollocks, that is.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't really go to that many gaming websites like Eurogamer. I'm pretty much social media is where I get my news from, and podcasts as well. So my previous job, I'm on the road kind of 4 or 5 days a week, and I'm probably in the car 4 or 5 hours a day. So podcasts, you know, you name it, gaming podcast, I'd be listening to it, and that's where I kind of get most of my stuff from. I think where I've had a bit of a kind of change of thought this month is around how long I actually do spend on games after I've completed it. And actually, I've been strong this month, and there's been a couple of games that we'll obviously get to later where, do you know what, I would have probably put an extra 10 hours into it for no reason. And now I'm moving on. So I'm playing a lot more games, therefore I'm getting through my pile. So that's kind of where this month has been a bit of a... I've realised, if you like, the penny's dropped. That's why I think it's been a bit of a kind of a different month for me.
I think the reason that you say that is because you've played one game in particular and the achievements are fucking ridiculous to get, and you realise you're an achievement whore, Aid. I think that's what the realisation that you get a bonus.
I was an achievement whore.
And you've been weaned off it.
Yes.
Damn it.
Cold turkey.
Okay. Yeah, good. So, we are all feeling good, which is nice. Yeah. I'm feeling better now. I've had some more alcohol between starting the show and now, so that's even better. Moving on, I will hand over the reins briefly to Neil, so he can take us through the wonders of the list of what we have missed this month.
Okay, so this actually, surprisingly for March, I mean, I don't know, please correct me if I'm wrong, but quite a lot of games have come out. Quite a lot of games that have got titles that people know and understand and see where they're coming from, and that they're not all Japanese imports. So I'm going to go through these.
I think there's a few of these, though, that have been knocked over from last year that were meant to come out. And I think when games do miss last year, the February-March window is the first opportunity for them to get them out when they've knocked on. So that's probably why.
And it's also because they want to keep it fresh in people's memories, and also they don't want to even erupt the big boys. They've got the marketing campaigns for the latter half of the year, I suppose, is probably one of the things, isn't it? They don't want to... Some of the games that are coming out at the end of this year have had fucking trillions of pounds, dollars spent on them. They probably don't want to piss anybody off. So, yeah, there seems to be quite a bit there. So, okay, I'm going to go through these, and we'll quick-fire through quite a lot of them, I think. So, since last recording, Far Cry Primal's come out. Now, Is this actually twitched anybody's penis? Has anybody kind of thought, I need to play this at any particular point?
It was interesting to me. That's about it.
I've never played a Far Cry game.
Given that what? Say what?
I've never played a Far Cry game. So, no.
I'm still playing Far Cry 4 for my pile, so I figure I probably don't really need this in my life, to be honest. I think I can probably survive without it. So
yeah. Well, I've heard really good things about it. I've heard that it's a very different take on the kind of the genre, and it's interesting. It will be a game that I will pick up when the challenge is finished, definitely for me. Okay.
Yeah, it's already cheap. It's £30 today. Went down to £30 or £28. So
I think I think it went from £30 to £28 quite quickly, didn't it? I think it was.
I think it did. A couple of quid saved there.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, it's cheap now, Neil. Go buy it.
Yeah, it's almost the price of a pot noodle. Went down so quickly.
Yeah, or a couple of packs of chips. Okay, next one.
I think the next one on the list is Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2. To be honest with you, I've never, ever, ever got into these things. I've tried the first one and it didn't do me at all. Jace, AD, is this on your radar?
No.
I missed out on the first one.
Did you?
I didn't play the first one at all, but I've heard good things about it. I've heard it's a good laugh, but it's one of those games where you'd need a good group of people, I think, and a good party who are all into it to properly enjoy it. So, yeah, not really that arsed.
Matt, what about you?
Nah, fuck it.
Nah, fuck it is probably one of the best reviews I've ever had in my life. Okay. the next one on the list is... there's not been much marketing about this, and I don't know if this is where people want to talk about this or not, but the Walking Dead Michonne game came out. Was that a Telltale game, or is that something completely different?
Yes, Telltale.
I think I'll wait. That'll be in a bundle in a year's time. I think I'll wait for that one.
That'll be Christmas this year in the sales for about £6 for the whole season.
Well, we can't buy it at Christmas, eh? We have to wait till January.
January the 1st at 1 minute past midnight.
Yeah. Fucking fingers crossed.
Your credit card's going to get such a hammering, isn't it? You're getting the bank on the phone going, Mr. Garlock, I think somebody's stolen your credit card.
Okay, the next one on the list is Super Hot.
Super Hot.
Yeah, exactly. So, as a PC gamer, Matt, has this been something that you've been concerned about?
I hadn't. I have heard mention of it on a couple of other podcasts. It sounds really good. It is very short. You can finish the campaign in 3 to 4 hours. There is then an endless runner, endless shooter kind of mode. Looks really good. The concept's brilliant. It came out of a game jam, 7-day game jam, and a group of coders got together with not much experience, and they put this game together. It's really good, but I figure I'll pick it up next year on Steam for about £2, and I'll get it then.
So about half a pound and a packet of chips. Okay. No, Jace, any opinion? Should we just pass you by?
No, Super Hot was something that was definitely on my radar.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely my kind of thing because it isn't a shooter, I'm reliably informed. It's a puzzle game with a shooting mechanic.
Correct.
Which, for me, sounds fucking spot on because I do love puzzle-based mechanics and things. So, yeah, it'll be on the list for the Steam. It's actually on my wish list already, I think, for Steam. So, the first Steam sale after Christmas, it'll probably be bought for, like Matt says, a couple of quids. That'll do.
Dropped on. We then move on to... Right, please forgive me. The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess HD.
Don't forgive me. Fuck Zelda.
Does anybody actually own a Wii U between
no.
us? AD?
No.
I definitely know Jace hasn't got one. Okay, let's move on. We'll skip the next one on the list. We'll talk about this later. We'll go to Hitman. So this is the new kind of revised Hitman. You can buy the whole game or you can buy particular mission sets. Isn't that a bit weird? Please elaborate.
I didn't know about the full game. I thought it was purely episodic, but I bet your research is better than mine.
But you can drop on the whole lot now for a reduced
season pass.
Yeah.
I see. And then that makes a lot more sense to me. So you can drop the whole shit right now, but then when they release it every 3 months or whatever, 2 months, you will get it straight away. And it's, I see.
Or you can just buy the next episode. This one's quite interesting for me because a lot of the kind of previews about it on podcasts at the tail end of last year were really down about it and were really kind of slagging off the developers for how they were doing it, for making people buy it up front, but then you wasn't going to get the full game up front. And basically, you know, putting two and two together and coming up with five and saying, you know, obviously this is going to be a complete disaster.
Mm.
But apparently it's come out and it's got rave reviews. I think personally, if I wasn't on the challenge, I probably would have dropped on that. £10 or £11 or whatever this first episode was. It's kind of a bit of a no-brainer, really.
All right, moving on. The next one I know nothing about. Well, I do know a little bit about, but I think I've got a suspicion that Matt will know more than me. Salt and Sanctuary?
Is it a side-scrolling Dark Souls map?
That's the one.
I've watched some videos. It looks very cool. It looks like a game from when I was a little kid. That I can't remember. Ghouls and Ghosts. It looks like Ghouls and Ghosts. Do you remember that?
Oh, Ghouls and Ghosts. Yeah, I remember Ghouls and Ghosts.
Yeah, so it looks a bit like Ghouls and Ghosts.
I bet it's not as fucking hard as Ghouls and Ghosts.
Ghouls and Ghosts was ridiculous, wasn't it?
Well, this
level
is meant to be ridiculously hard. They say it's Dark Souls on a side-scroller thing. It's got pretty challenging enemies and stuff, but it's got some cool things that you can co-op, and then if one of you dies, the other person can go to your body and revive you and stuff like that. And then when you finish a mission, you get to fight each other to the death for extra points, stuff like that. So it does look really good, but I am on this challenge and it's going to have to pass.
Okay. AD?
Simple as.
Any points of view?
Nothing. I know nothing about this.
Oh, I thought you meant in general.
I hadn't even heard of it. To be honest, on the list, I was thinking it was two games. There was a game called Salt and then a game called Sand. That's how little I know.
Okay, we'll move on then. Dace, I'm passing you by because I know you hate video games.
Pass me by, I've never heard of it. I thought it was two games as well. No, I didn't.
Okay, right, we're into the final five. Shadow Complex Remastered is on here.
Interesting one this is. Do you know why? Because as a member of said Master Race, there was an offer just before Christmas where if you signed up to the Epic, or you downloaded the Epic client, you got it free. So I did, and I have it sat on my list. It's on my list because I got it for free before the challenge. That was a Brucey bonus. So I assume you're referring to the Xbox release?
No, I'm just referring to the website that tells me the games have been released in March. Okay. I have absolutely no idea.
You are referring to the Xbox release, Neil.
All right, okay, great, there you go.
And do you know
so,
what?
I'm out.
Shadow Complex on the 360 was one of my favourite games.
Never played it.
Absolutely loved it. And this would have been day one for me, straight away, and just replayed it. I absolutely fucking loved it. And everyone needs to buy it, because then they'll make Shadow Complex 2.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I will get... That's one of the games I do want to, within this year, get through and actually play it and tick it off the list, because otherwise it will just sit there. I just know it will. So, yeah, I want to get on it.
Okay. Right. We'll move on then. There's three more games left on the list. So we've not got we can move on from this section quite soon, and we can move on to pile progression, etc. So what?
There are actually four games left on the list, Neil, but I won't pull you up on
that. All right, fine. Next one that I can see with my wine-filled eyes is Day of the Tentacle Remastered. This came out like yesterday or something. Because this podcast is slightly delayed because of reasons we will not name, as in he who won't be named, technical problems on the internet. This came out yesterday. I'm not bothered about this. Is anybody else?
Nope. I consider it a game that's of its time, so I'm not too bothered about it.
Much like yourself, Chase.
Vintage. I tried to play like the Grim Fandango remastered, these kind of classic games from its era, from its genre, and I didn't like them as much as when I played them the first time, so I will definitely be giving this a miss without a shadow of a doubt. So, we then come on to a massive game that's come out since we've last recorded. A game that we've mentioned previously. A game that I think is on the lips of most people. And it's The Division. So this is probably one of the major AAA titles that have come out at the beginning of the year. And like I say, if you're not playing it already, you're thinking about playing it. If you're not thinking about playing it, then you don't like video games, pretty much, or you just don't like that type of game, I suppose. So, Matt, Aid, Jace, come on, briefly, because we could talk about this for hours. Do you want to play it? Why didn't you drop on it? And what's your thoughts thereabouts? What's your kind of thoughts about the hype? So we'll start with you, Matt, if you don't mind.
I think we will skip past me very quickly because I did talk about The Division in what we missed earlier, and I'm pretty much over it. I think I've got a feeling that we should go to Jace next because I reckon he might have something to say about The Division. So let's see what Jace has to say.
I haven't got a great deal to say. I think a bullet has been dodged to some extent because I noticed that a certain member of the community and maybe a couple of others completed this game really quickly, all the content that was available really fucking quickly, and I'm talking faster than fucking Destiny quickly. I'm talking fucking days. People have completed everything and then they go to the point of fucking grinding after 3 days. I think even Destiny took us a fucking week or two to get grinding. So in that respect, I think we've dodged a bullet. The server downtime on it has been fucking awful, apparently. Yeah. It's been down more than it's been up, estimations.
It's been down like every 2 days for a couple hours each day.
This was my big concern.
I did miss the fact that on the first day, people were griefing it by standing in doorways and people couldn't get past. That was fucking impressive. I was quite missing that.
You definitely would have been one of those people, wouldn't you, Jace? You would have been.
I would have been in the doorway all day long, fucking dancing.
See,
away.
People would have done that, left their pant to one side and watched the screen for 2 minutes, then fucked off and made a cup of tea. Jace would have sat there, done it, watched his screen and fucking laughed his bollocks off for an hour and a half, 2 hours, watching people just stressing out
trying
to get
past
fucking
hours of standing in the door.
Yeah, I think you put it quite well. I think you covered a couple of things I didn't touch on earlier, Jace. Servers, I was concerned that Ubisoft wouldn't be able to handle running a game like this on their servers because their history hasn't been the best and they've never done anything like this before, and I think that appears to be the case. And lack of content. And I know the community members you're talking about aren't, one of them particularly isn't particularly normal in that he's a game beast. He gets a lot of good time on it and he cracks on with them and he's fucking good. But even so, I think you're right. I think Destiny took him at least a week and I'm pretty certain, like you said, 2 or 3 days and he'd done. So that helped ease my concerns or my, feeling that I'd miss something. But then for you, me, AD, Neil, we don't get that much time, so that's not such an issue for us. No, I'm pretty cool with it. What about you, AD?
I think for me, the one downside of not having it is the fact that when you kind of log on your Xbox at night and have a look, you know, the other night I counted up and there was 19 friends online, 16 were playing The Division. And on Twitter and on Facebook, it's kind of dominated a lot of the talk about it. And the downside for me is I kind of feel a little bit left out, which is probably why I buy too many games anyway. So probably 3 or 4 days after launch, I'm not feeling like I'm missing out so much. I kind of feel happy about the fact that I'm not playing it or I've not bought it. Whether I'll go back to it at the end of the year or next year, I don't know. It kind of feels like one of those games you probably have to be in right from pretty much near the start. However, it's one of those games that, you know, for example, all the great times we had in Destiny, is The Division another one of those where, you know, 4 or 5 of you can be together and have a good laugh and a good chat and as you're playing it. So that's my views on it. I'm not... Yeah, if I'd have won a copy of it, got given a copy of it on the week of release, I'd have been happy as a pig in shit. But now I'm okay.
Okay, all right. So I was going to say moving on, but I think we missed someone because you've said something and Jace has said something. I've said something. Neil, have you got anything to say about The Division? How do you feel about missing out on it?
I haven't. I haven't missed out. Okay.
Say it a bit louder. You haven't missed out.
No, I've not missed out on it. Okay, right. So I got into a debate with my older brother regarding, I've mentioned at the beginning of the show, I've just moved into my first real house that I own. And as people know, people buy gifts, flowers, wine, champagne, you know, light fittings, whatever, garnered furniture and stuff like that. One of my older brothers, who's a gamer himself, wanted to buy me a video game as a well done pat on the back kind of thing. And I told him not to, and he knows about the challenge. He knows the reason what I'm doing it for, and he knows, you know, the ins and outs, and I've explained to him and everything like that. But he also, in the same very same breath, he knows that I wanted The Division. And I've spoke to all three of you for the last 2 weeks and even got into quite a bit of a conversation about 2 weeks ago about my brother offering it to me, but me turning it down. Well, it turns out my brother, Matt, is an absolute bastard. I actually ordered it anyway and had it delivered to my new address. So I've got The Division. I've been playing The Division. I quite like The Division. It's a pretty good game, actually.
My name is Neil, and I have The Division.
Yeah, my name is Neil, and I'm divided by The Division. The thing is, guys, I take on board everything you just said. It is very possible to complete this game in its current status. No updates, no patches, anything like that, within a certain amount of ridiculously short time. It's not a long game. It's not an MMO. I don't understand why people are comparing it to Destiny, because it's not kind. It's not like Destiny. It's different. There's not a home hub. There's not a kind of different worlds. There's no raids as such as yet. There's no strikes and stuff like that as yet, particularly. It's a very popular game. It's like the one. Is it not been announced this week? It's the biggest new IP that's been released in the UK ever, yeah. Or something like that. I mean, yeah. That's a fucking big feat, isn't it? You know what I mean? It is a very good game, but I've playing it and I've put about 22 hours in. Having played it, I can't compare it to Destiny. It's a different game. So I think you guys have dodged a pretty good bullet. I've played, not like I'm saying I've took one for Timo like that, but having played it, having put some time into it, I want to play some more. I'm only level 16 out of a level cap of 30, so I'm halfway through in that respect. But having played what I've played, having enjoyed what I've enjoyed, and having disliked what I've disliked, because it's not fucking perfect, you guys can wait until next year. You're not missing a fucking trick whatsoever. There's no level caps that you're going to miss. There's no gear that's timed or anything like that as of yet. There's no raids that you have to do in parties of six like Destiny. It's perfectly fine. And I'm sure you'll be fine with it. So, yes, okay. I've been gifted it involuntarily. I told him many times to not be a dick, but he did it. But I love him for it, I suppose, in a way. And it's one of those games I've been playing. So I'm sure you guys will enjoy it when you get around to playing it.
Okay, very quick question before we move on. To clarify for the listeners, are you taking it as a gift, or how are you handling it as per the rules of your challenge? Challenge.
So because I'm a dick, and because I'm a too much of I'm not a very
You're
assertive
not a dick,
guy.
Now.
I'm holding it. I'm going to hold this game aloft and have it as a bit of a beacon, a bit of a token throughout the year. And I think unless I can find another reputable game to place as my Joker. Now, if people hark back to the episode one of this challenge, I've got a Joker, I've got a Christmas present, and I've got my Xbox credit reward credit, which is about 45 quid. So I've got, in total, I've got three games. I've been given this game, so what I'm prepared to do, or what I'm kind of half expecting to do, is because I don't want to be seen as a person like, oh, he's been gifted a game, what a fucking knobhead, is that I will go, okay.
That's not why we think you're a knobhead.
Oh, jeez. Come on now. There's plenty of reasons why I think you're a knobhead. Is that I will take my gifted game as from on my birthday, which will be No Man's Sky. And then I'll use my Xbox credit for Gears of War 4 in November, December time. But I'm not saying this is my Joker, because it is gifted to me. I've not bought it, so I don't see why it should take up my Joker spot. But I'm fully agreed. I'm fully prepared that if needs be, if cut comes to shove and bumming comes to bumming, then I'll get pegged and I'll take it.
I would like to add for the people listening that this isn't a blasé thing. You did genuinely have 2 weeks of humming and ahhing. You did explain to us the situation. You did tell us you told him you didn't want it. I totally believe you'd said to him numerous occasions you didn't want it. To Neil's brother, if he is listening, you're a very bad man.
He's a bad lad. I fucking told him. He's a prick.
But it sounds like you're a good lad.
But it's free content, so thank you.
It's like DLC. I don't think I'm going to harp on too much about gifts. Let's put it that way. Right, let's move on. Come on.
Okay, so let's move on. Next game that's come out on the list. Thank you very much for that, Matthew, by the way. Next game on the list is a game called... Wait a minute, let me read this quickly. Black Desert Online.
Warning, Joker has been played. Repeat, Joker has been played.
What the fuck was that noise?
What fucking hell was that?
That, gentlemen, may well have been the Joker klaxon.
The Joker klaxon. That I've never heard of this game. So, Why are we playing the Joker klaxon?
Whatever. Come on now, you fuck.
Okay. Technically, I was the first person to spend their joke.
What do you mean technically? You fucking
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I did. I spent my Joker on a game that I haven't mentioned at any point up until now. I hadn't had any interest in up until about a month ago. And I got sucked into the hype on it, and I dropped my Joker on Black Desert Online, which is, very briefly, a Korean MMO that released about 18 months ago. It's been very popular, does a lot of new things, a lot of old MMO things. It's my first MMO. I've never, ever played one. But it does look very, very nice for an MMO. And I figured, because nothing was showing up that was going to be particularly Joker material for me, that if I was going to drop one, drop a Joker, I would want value for money. And I figured an MMO might be that thing. And do you know what? I don't regret it at all. I know it's only March, but so far, since I got it about 2.5-3 weeks ago, I've had at least 7 or 8 evenings where I've crawled into bed at 4 in the morning after playing this game and then gone to bed the next day. So I hope my boss is this. He won't be, because he thinks I'm a twat for doing this. But anyway. so it's been brilliant. I won't bore you, but it probably is like every other MMO out there. It's got all the systems in there. I've been told it does a few things differently, but it looks really good. It's none of that World of Warcraft cartoony graphics. Looks really good. So many systems in there, and I've actually just played it because it's relaxing. I've come and sat in front of a PC, set my table up and everything, glass of wine, beer, whatever, and just whiled away the time without any pressure, without any constraints, without any achievements, without any fear of death. It's just good, clean, relaxing fun, and I've really enjoyed it. And I'm 100% happy that I've...
Well, I'm glad you're happy, because I've never even heard of it ever. Jace, have you ever heard of this game?
Only since he's been harping on about it for fucking weeks on end.
Yeah. AD, ever heard of this game?
No, exactly the same. Just Matt and his I think I'm going to drop my Joker on Black Desert Online and everyone go in.
Let's just say I'm as surprised as you are, because I've not played an MMO ever at all, ever in my entire life. Destiny is as close as I've come.
And
it's really good fun.
Not ever playing it, like, I don't want to go on a massive tangent here because this podcast is long enough as it is. But never playing an MMO ever, is this approachable?
Risking my
is it worth the risk?
I did MMR quite a bit. I've got a good friend of mine who's played quite a few MMOs, and he actually said to me, "Do you know what? Before you buy this, why don't you try some of the free ones?" So what I did was I downloaded, for the first time ever, I'm 36 years old, I've played games a long time, I downloaded World of Warcraft.
You young fucking whippersnapper.
And it was exactly the same. I just bummed around doing simple stuff, and I thought, do you know what? This is pretty chilled. Sometimes you want to play a game, you want to relax. You don't want to feel like you're banging your head against the wall. You don't want to feel like a wanker who's not managing to keep up with your friends. So I just wanted something chilled out. And so I ignored all his advice. I didn't download any of the other ones he recommended, and I thought, fuck it, and I dropped on it. And it's been great, absolutely great. So I'm happy that I am the first one to drop the Joker. That's not the same as the first one to break the rules, who I still think will be our lovely friend whose name starts with A. I'm all good. So I've done it. I've dropped the Joker first.
Well done, mate. Yeah. Well done. Somebody had to be first.
To be first, definitely. And yeah. You know,
it's not as if it'll start a landslide off or anything, is it?
Yeah, exactly. You'll be fine. Exactly. You'll be fine. Okay, so the last game on the list, some of the game out actually fucking yesterday, so it's fresh off the button. Is it
today?
Is it actually come out today?
Today.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So it'll come out today, and people are playing it already and getting on that leaderboard. People are playing Trackmania Turbo.
Warning, Joker has been played. Repeat, Joker has been played.
What the f- fuck?
Was that fucking noise? Again? I've heard that before. Noise? Was that an echo of the last one?
That's bollocks. Right.
AD, you haven't been a bad man, have you?
Nope, not me.
Neil?
No.
Well, I haven't, because I've already dropped my joker, so that leaves one person left in the room. Mr. Cocky Confident Bollocks, I don't play games much, so this is going to be a piece of tea, so I'm never going to drop my joker. Is that you, Jace?
Well, gentlemen, let me tell you.
You see now, we're all on video camera, by the way, people, while we're recording this. Jace has been sat on his fucking arse looking at the ceiling for the last 25 minutes. Suddenly, he sits up all alert-like. Like he's got
I need to project this across to you people. I need to let you understand my feelings.
Go on then.
So historically, Trapmania has been something I've enjoyed for a long time. I've got it on Steam. I've got all the versions of it on Steam, and it's wonderful. And I think, if I look through the list, it's actually my most played game on Steam. So in the hundreds of hours on there. So Trapmania was always going to be a bit of a draw. I avoided the closed beta. I got a code through for the closed beta, and I avoided playing it because I knew that it would tempt me really badly. Then last weekend, they had the open beta go on, and I thought, well, I may as well just give it a go, hadn't I?
So a little bit.
I went on the open beta, and lo and behold, I was getting in the top couple of hundred people in the world on there, as I do on Trapmania, because I know how to play it, and I'm quite good at it. And then they left the beta up until launch day because people asked them to, and they were kind enough to, rather than just let it run for the weekend, they left it on for the entire week, so I played some more. And then they released the announcement that the progress that you've done in the beta is going to carry over into the main game.
No!
Including all the leaderboards, which I was near the top of, all the times you've got, all the medals you've earned. So this was interesting news. And then today the game came out. I was walking across the living room. I tripped over my Xbox One controller and accidentally bought Trackmania Turbo on the Xbox One.
Okay.
I've done a bad thing.
No, you haven't.
I haven't done a bad thing. But for people who don't understand the way I play games... Yes, I'm not buying The Division. I'm not buying Quantum Break. I'm not buying any of the other massive AAA titles that come out. But I will drop my one and only Joker for the year on a £30 fucking repetitive perfectionism racing game.
It could be, say, you're a high score whore, really, couldn't it? That would sum you up as your gaming sort of style, high score whore.
Well, to sum myself up in games, I am gameplay above everything else, and Trapmania is an obvious thing, that gameplay above everything else. That's all
it
is.
For the benefit of me, Jace.
Yeah.
Because I'm aware of Trapmania games. I've heard them mentioned many times. I've seen a few videos. It looks like a sort of...
It's VR racing.
Super stunt car racer in HD. What is it about Trapmania? What's the big draw?
The essence of Trapmania is aiming for perfection. So on every track, you have got to fight against yourself and all the other people in the world to be the most perfect at driving that track.
So it is about peacocking, then, as Neil said 100%. Right at the start.
Yeah, pretty much, I suppose. Challenging yourself and progressing and beating everybody else.
It's not just about challenging yourself. It's about
If you want to know more, twitch.tv/JStokes, probably at any time I'm not at work. You'll probably see me and you can ask me.
Can we have a wanky self-promotion klaxon as well?
Yeah, it sounds like a fucking cat with a saucer of milk. Right, that's it. Yes, I've bought Trapmania. Yes, my joker's gone. Can we fucking move
on
now?
Yes, let's move on. Let's move on.
Not yet.
No,
so
we can't. Sorry.
I just got to put his two penafin as well.
I've never played a Trackmania game, basically because I'm a console gamer and I don't do PCs.
But this is the one then, AD. This is your opening.
The beta last weekend. And if I wasn't on a challenge, I would have bought it. Because I had a blast with it. And it was just that little thing. Like, yeah, do you know what? I'm 42, my fucking reactions are gone. I'm shit. I'm never going to be number one in the world or number, even, God, 100,000 in the world. But you know what? I got up to about number 10 in the east of England on that beta, and it was like,
that's because no one leaves there,
I'm going to get to five, and then I'm going to get to four, and then I'm going to get to three, and it was so addictive
okay.
that yeah, I can understand why.
Okay.
I can understand knowing Jason, how he likes to play.
So here's
games.
What we're going to do, AD. Here's what we're
going to
do.
We're all going to move to the Outer Hebrides, and we're going to be the top fucking four in the Outer Hebrides. We're going to be the fucking kings
that's
of
a
the
bit
Hebrides.
Extreme. That's a bit extreme now. What I was going to say was, when the challenge is over, we could all get it, because it'll be cheap as chips then, and then we can have our own little tournament.
But that not be doing this fucking ridiculous. He's in the top 50 of the world or something.
He won't be by then, because he'd have stopped
playing.
Yeah,
he will, because he'd be playing it for 12 months fucking solid by the time we get there. Look at his face. He's so fucking proud of himself.
That is a good joker, then.
Did you notice the screenshot I posted up the other day, actually during the beta, on one of the tracks, I did get the number one time in the world. I was actually one in the world, one in the UK, one in England, and one in the South Wales.
He's had that printed and framed, and it's on his fucking front door. He walks. No, he's not.
I take these little victories when I can, mate. Look at me. Fuck's sake.
If he had a decent ass, it'd be in his downstairs toilets for people to fucking look at. But no, he's in a one bedroom fuck off flat.
Right, I'm gonna pull rank now as host this month. Before into people slagging each other's social and socioeconomic situation off and everything, and before Jace starts bigging himself up too much, let's move on. Pile progress, and that's not talking about your hemorrhoids. We need to talk about, have we actually played any games this month? Let's start as we mean to go on. Let's go with Neil, just breaking the fourth wall again. Neil pointing doesn't help, because I don't know who's on your screen to your right. So
it's like the Brady Bunch. There's just a grid of us. I'm pointing to the guy above me.
Well, he's to the left, and I'm going to go with AD. So AD, let us know. Please tell me you've played some fucking games.
I've played loads of games. So, I've actually played 10 games.
What the fuck?
I know, which is unheard of for me. If you remember from the pilot, I said I struggled to kind of have two on the go at once. So I've had 10 this month. So I'm going to whiz through some of them. Rocket League, which obviously I bought with my credit just at the last recording. That's just brilliant. And that's an ongoing kind of, I've got 5 minutes here and there, stick it on and play it. Fucking brilliant game. Wolfenstein The New Order. That was a good game. I loved the gameplay, and I loved the kind of style and the design and the story of it. It's fucking hard.
Mm. I've got that. Good.
I did have to drop the difficulty of that, because that was tough. But that was the one that I mentioned about earlier. You know, I could have probably spent another 10 hours in there just going around and getting all the different achievements and collecting all the different things there are to collect. And I thought, no, fuck it, I've done it.
The thing is that that game is rated R.
Yep. I then went on to play Mirror's Edge, which was on backwards compatibility on the 360, playing it on the One. I don't know about anyone else, but that's a fucking frustrating game.
That's one of Jace's favourite games, isn't it, Jace?
It's a wonderful game.
I just could not get on with it, and I just couldn't get on with the control system on it. Whoever designed that to have left bumpers and left triggers to like hit in quick succession. It might just be my hands, but no, that's far too frustrating. So I've knocked that off the list. And also a game called Roundabout.
Is that the spinning limo game?
That's the spinning limo game. frustrating.
Sounds shit.
Not for me. So that's gone as well. Then something happened that has enabled me to game a lot more than I previously did. I bought a Lynx Vision. So
what's that?
I was in the market for a new kind of laptop stroke kind of portable Windows device. And the Lynx Vision is essentially an 8-inch Windows tablet that runs full Windows 10 that comes in a little cradle that's got Xbox controls on it.
Do you know what I thought you were going to say, Eddie? I thought you were going to say you'd bought the missus a Hitachi massager and therefore she goes to bed earlier.
No. But what this, because of the layout of my house and where the Xbox is, what it does allow me to do is sit in the lounge and stream the Xbox onto that Lynx Vision and sit and play games. So because of that, I've put loads of time into Peggle 2, and I've nearly finished that. I started a game called Flockers, which is essentially Lemmings, but with sheep. And Cube Jace, when I mentioned that I've been playing Halo Spartan Assault on there as well. Bridge Constructor, we played quite a lot of that, but as a family. And then I went back on it to finish off, because I'd got pretty much 90% through the game and it lost my save, which was really frustrating, so it kind of put me back to about 40% on that. So I've not really put that on since. Super Mega Baseball, I've taken that off the list because although I quite enjoyed it, it's not really a game that you can play and complete.
It sounds sports game fucking awful.
No, it's quite enjoyable, actually. I've quite enjoyed that. Trackmania Turbo Beta, I don't know the right way of saying it, which was last weekend. And then finally, the last game. Probably the one that I've enjoyed the most this month, Rainbow Six Siege, which I played a couple of the training levels by myself. And then Neil jumped in with me on Monday night to take me through a couple of levels and a bit of training. And that is a really good game. I'm really enjoying that.
Yeah.
So much so that I've probably played more of that this week than anything else. It's slow, it's tactical, it's thoughtful, it's scary, it's just really good. And I'd imagine with a group of five or six of you, it's going to be a fucking brilliant game. Looking forward to playing a bit more of that. And that's about it for me.
And that segues nicely then into you, Neil, I guess. If you two have been playing together, what have you been playing on your own? What have you been playing when you're playing with yourself, Neil?
My bell end, furiously. No, I'm joking. I'm not joking.
No, he's not.
Not furiously.
No, every 3 days. That's generally, as I get older, that's how it gets down to. No, apart from what I mentioned about The Division, I've played a lot of two particular games. So I've played a lot of... in fact, I've come to a point where I've completed it this week. In fact, yesterday, the Shadow of Mordor game.
You haven't updated your fucking spreadsheet, though, have you?
I have. If you look at it, it says four.
It says four.
Yeah, which means completed, but not all achievers got, dickhead.
Right then.
Oh, spot the host being a bellend.
Oh.
It's my right as host. I only get two attempts in the year. I might as well be a cunt with it.
So no, I have completed the main storyline, but as AD will attest, as playing it three times as much as I have, is there is a lot of side quests, there's a lot of things to mop up, and if you do want to get the achievements, then you can go back to. It's a really good game. It got better the more I played of it. Got actually to the point where when the Division came through, and for my brother, I put it into my PS4 for it to download the updates and install. And I thought, well, I'll put some Shadow Mordor on while I'm waiting for it. It'll take about half an hour or so. I played it for 5 hours. I've played quite a bit of Division. I've put, since it came through the post last Thursday, I've put 20 hours in. Easy. You can chuck a lot of time into that. And then what else have I been playing? Played a lot of Diablo 3, actually. Got back into that. I fucking love it. Amazing stuff. Jace, what have you been playing? Does it begin with TMT?
It could do, yeah. Let me go down the rest of my list. I've been playing some more Hand of Fate. I'm still quite enjoying that. The difficulty's ramping up. I started playing Retro City Rampage, which is fucking awesome because it's like an old top-down Grand Theft Auto game. I didn't play it for very long because I had to go out. I've taken a game off my list, which is Rogue Legacy, because I realised it's a fucking roguelike and I can't really have any sort of completion to go for, so I've just taken it off because it's fucking pointless. And yes, somebody has put, because you're a twat, on there. That's good to know. I thought I was a twat. That's probably about it, really. I've added a couple more games with gold to my list, so that's getting longer. Ah, fuck. Trackmania, something.
Yeah, okay. Is
so
game.
Not a lot then.
No,
surprisingly enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh no! Hang on.
Oh shit!
Rewind and come again. On, I've been playing fucking Sunset Overdrive, as I mentioned I would last time.
Oh, how much?
I've been playing loads of that. That game's fucking massive.
Is it good?
It's good. I was. It was a bit too frantic to start with, but once you get into the systems of it and get used to the weapons and the movement, it's fucking fun. And it's just gone fucking free on Games of Gold for the next month, so everyone can come and play multiplayer with me because it's fucking cool. But I'm playing more of that, doing loads of them fetch quests. It's fucking huge, so it's going to take me forever and a day. So be good.
I agree with you completely with that, Jace. I found that game really frustrating for the first hour and 20 minutes, but then as soon as you get into it and the mechanics start making sense and you're picking up traits and what have you, it becomes enjoyable to play and you actually enjoy being there. So yeah, playing, I didn't even know there's a multiplayer aspect, so fucking yeah, I'm glad that's on Game of Gold.
Good stuff, cool. good stuff. So I guess that leaves me, and I have played some more Far Cry 4. I've upped that to a class 3 from a class 2. Enjoying the game, but Black Desert Online is keeping me out of the PlayStation 4 area. But it's good. It's good fun. I'm getting a few more weapons. I've got an extra holster and stuff so I can go in a bit more gung-ho, and that's all good fun. What did I do? I completed a Class 5 Transformers Devastation on the PlayStation 4. Not really my kind of game, but I ploughed through it. It was all right. It was kind of a Bayonetta in Transformer clothes, like Bayonetta in disguise, if you like. And that was all right. It was good fun, but, you know, it was done. So that's cool. I kind of hinted earlier that I made a little comment about gifts to Neil. I have a little confession about gifts. You might have remembered, anyone who's been maybe looking at the spreadsheets, that I had a game on there called Firewatch that I talked about and said, I fucking really wanted this game. It's really good. And I'm gutted I can't get this. I think in the last show.
Yeah.
So, Firewatch. I need to give a bit of a shout out to a friend of mine called John, otherwise known to some people on the internet, called Vimesy, who hosts a podcast called the Gamers Confessional Podcast. And as someone who's been podcasting a little while, he gets the odd little benefit here and there. And somehow or other, he managed to get a copy of Firewatch, a promotional copy. In fact, more than one, to the point where he had a spare promotional code to give away.
What?
If you want to know any more about that, why not listen to his show? There, John, I've done it. It's very good, but not as good as this one, obviously. Anyway, he said I could have it, and I decided that he's not paid for it. He's gifting it to me. I've not paid for it. No money has changed hands at any point in that transaction. So technically,
just blowjobs.
It's not a gift, because a gift has to be bought. So it's just, it was in one place and now it's in another place, which is on my hard drive.
On so your I hard might have dick somehow, like,
yes, was circumventing all the rules. Oh, I wish you could see Neil's face there. It's brilliant. Anyway, circumventing all the monetary transactions, I ended up with a copy of Firewatch on my PC, courtesy of Vimesy.
I didn't realise Ben was on the fucking show these days, but it's all right.
Yeah, do you know what? Ben would be be proud of my level of justification for this game appearing on my PC. And I've class 5'd it, because I figured if I'm going to get it, I need to get it off the list, get it done and buried, and we can forget about it in the back of the garden.
Okay, so let's bring this up to date. So how is it as a game? Did you enjoy it? Like, very briefly, give us a reason why we would want to play it and why we want to try and break our pile off because of
that's
it.
That's difficult to say without giving any spoilers away. What I will say is it was 5 hours long for me, 5.5 hours long. It's basically a walking simulator. I would actually say it's more, do you know, it's when you've played it, you'll know it's like an interactive radio play. And it's fucking good for that. I don't want to spoil, I can't say any more without spoiling it, but it's like taking part in a radio play, like a good radio play.
Right.
It was fantastic. It looked beautiful. I took so many screenshots and stuff because it looked stunning. It was set in a place that I really want to go to in real life, which is sort of Boulder, Colorado area, and out in the national park. It's a really good story. It gets you by the balls, and at the end of the game, you know, when you've played a really good game and you just sort of sit back and think, fuck, that was good. That was good. And that's what it was. So thank you, Vimesy, for that. And that is the final thing on my pile progress. And I'm very glad I got to experience it without getting it spoiled. So, good. Okay, back on track. Let's sort this out because I was getting all wishy-washy there. Right, community feedback.
Let's wake Jason up.
It's your moment to shine, big fella. It's your moment to shine. Come on.
I fucking always shine. Shut the fucking hole. Right then. So, moving on, we shall get to the community feedback section. So, we have lots of questions this month from all our community members. We love all your questions. Some of them are more tricky than others. So, I'm going to fire straight in. If I've missed any of your questions, just remind us and we'll get them in for the next show. So, we'll start off with Matthew Holloway. He said, replacements for damaged games on your list, regardless of gaming generation. So, yeah, obviously he's had a disc or something damaged. And he wants to replace it. Does that count as buying a game?
Nope.
I personally think no. You can do what you like. It's an old game. With retro stuff doesn't really count because it's old stuff that you're finding near and dear to your heart with your old game. So for me, I don't care. You replace your damaged games. Certainly, if I was playing with my Halo 5 disc and I dropped it and smashed it, I would probably go and buy another one so I could play the game. I'm not buying a new game, I'm just replacing something that's damaged. So that's where I stand on that one.
No, I agree. Unless you're buying like a HD remix, you're buying a new version of that game, then yeah, no. You basically were playing a game that you bought in the first place. If I like Jay said, if I knocked something over and smashed it off by accident because I was pissed, which happens often.
Which you are.
Then I'd perfectly expect for my regretful self to go out next day and replace it. So no, completely fine in my book.
But we'll go on to the second half of this question, where he's caveated that by saying, "That's okay, but I might as well upgrade it to the HD remake and get the trophies slash achievements."
No,
what do we say to that?
No, we need a cheat klaxon. We need a backdoor Ben klaxon.
We just need.
Do you want a klaxon for every fucking section of the show,
klaxon.
Don't you, man?
I can even spell it.
I'm going to buy you a fucking klaxon. You can sit there and play it to yourself.
We just need Backdoor Ben to go, Backdoor Ben. Or something ridiculous like that.
I'll expect that in my inbox very shortly.
Is that a euphemism, Jace?
In his back slot. No, you can't go out there and just buy a redo. That's buying a new version of a game. You're putting money into a new company or a reversion company. I don't believe in that.
I think what we're saying, Matthew Holloway, is that you started off well, but you've let yourself down. Sorry.
Yes and no is the answer. Right there, moving on. Richard Rogers said to us, "Do you feel that partaking in the Year of Shame is saving you money, or are you now simply spending your cash on non-game hobby pastime things?" Matthew, talk about vaping for 14 seconds and no more.
I would like to say very briefly, yes and no. No, because I've spent a lot of money on vaping, but yes, because a member of another podcast, who we shall not name, has bet me that I cannot go the rest of the year without spending any money on vaping. So potentially, if I can stick to the bet, it will save me money, but only through a wager. Otherwise, no, it's fucking shit.
How much is this bet for? If it's a fiver...
It's for a breakfast every morning at Eurogamer.
Ooh, so Birmingham breakfast, that's about £2.50. So you've got a bet for about £8. Well done.
Yes. But it's the principle of it, and if you know who it is, and I know who you know I'm talking about, Neil, I do want to win this bet, because I do not want him to be smug, and he will be smug.
There's nothing worse than a smug motherfucker. All
right. There is not. So, I've been bad, but I think the other guys have been pretty good. Although Neil bought a house, so that's spending a fuck ton of money on something
that's
other
not saving
than
money, is it, Neil?
Tell you what, it's a hell of a lot of money. But you know what happens as well is when you buy a house, your missus, she instantly has a wish list on every single fucking website that you've ever known. I saw a wish list for IKEA the other day. Shit the fucking bed.
Exactly. So she wants you to be interested in her wish list, but she never gives a shit about your Steam wish list.
Exactly. Well, the fact that I haven't got a Steam wish list, but I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
But yeah, I looked at it, like, it wasn't even shit I was bothered about. It's 850 fucking quid's worth of shit. Yeah. And the thing is, she's gonna flat pack the shit. I've got to put the fuck together. How's
speaking
that all,
of that,
what's
before,
that about?
Before we do the marriage counselling, which we can do off air, Jace, Neil, we don't have to do it within the podcast. Jace, how's your bike hobby going?
Let me just turn the camera around and show you. That's how my bike hobby's going.
That looks
going.
Like brand new bikes there, Jace.
Yeah, there's many a bike was seen in my flat, but
AD, please save us. Please say you're saving money.
I think I am. I'm not entirely sure, to be honest, at the minute. But
has your missus got new shoes? No. You'll know whether you're saving
He's
money.
A tip no. job. Is that,
no. So, yeah, I think I am.
No, I'm so sorry, Jim.
I tend to spend it if I've got it, but I can't tell you that I've spent anything significant apart from my Lynx Vision.
Is Lynx Vision like Lynx Africa?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What's Link's vision? I don't know.
That's the thing I was talking about earlier, the tablet.
Thanks for listening, Neil.
Well done, Neil.
I thought you were just talking about...
Too busy finishing that bottle of wine off.
I was listening, I just didn't get
there's a fucking podcast in here somewhere, you know. There is a podcast in here somewhere.
This show might have a slightly different theme to it, because some more alcohol has been consumed than the previous episodes.
It is bank holiday weekend, motherfuckers.
Right. Yes, fake Friday.
Come on.
Well, it was Bank Holiday weekend when we started. It's now fucking middle of summer.
Jace, save us. Next question. Moving on.
Some of us have got fucking leaderboards to fucking go up. Right.
Calm down, you.
Continuing on. David Southall has said to us, are you finding yourself following the games press, forums, podcasts, news, etc., any more or less since starting this? I think we touched on that earlier briefly, but how are we thinking? I'm following things less because... I don't follow things anyway, really, but I'm following a bit less because I want to keep away from all those juicy bits of gossip that people are saying about games.
I've covered this off, I think, on my front, AD.
I'm about the same, to be honest with you. I don't think I follow any less or any more. I think it's about the same because it's my hobby and I still want to know what's going on.
I think I need to learn from this and I think I probably need to get away from the mainstream media to make me less tempted. Because I think, speaking for you guys at the beginning of the podcast, you guys that are keeping away from it more are doing better and are less tempted. So I'm going to take a lesson from that and not go fucking bothered with it.
Ian Brown, Mr. Brownie says, how tempting is this VR malarkey to everyone?
Oh, God.
Yeah, quite a bit.
That's not...
I love VR. I love all new tech and stuff like that. And I love VR stuff especially. And... yes, we can all go out and buy a lovely VR headset, but can you buy any games that go with it? Probably not. So it's fucking pointless.
So is this not like buying a Master System where Alex Kidd comes for free? Because when you're going to buy this VR system, surely these 50 games or whatever it is, there's going to be some set of them that will be like Alex Kidd. You're not going to buy them. They're just going to be there in the system. So that's not buying games. That's buying, you know, preordained.
Yeah, but... all you're going to get bundled with is launch titles, which are always fairly fucking dire anyway, and some fucking tech demo stuff. As good as it is, a tech demo ain't going to last you for the rest of the fucking year.
If it comes out in October, November, you're not going to fucking need much, are you, I suppose? But sorry, I've interrupted AD's conversation there. AD, please continue.
I was just going to say, I'm still not convinced that it's going to be the next Kinect. Or the next PlayStation Move, or the next whatever. So for me, I think wait and see.
Next question, AD Garlic. He sounds pretty familiar. Go on, AD. What's your question?
How much money have you spent on Marvel Puzzle Quest this month?
This month, I have spent £0.00 on Marvel Puzzle Quest. I cannot say that's going to be the same in a week's time. When
Can I join the Alliance yet, Jace?
No, because you aren't playing the game enough.
Oh, there you go.
So, two questions from two members of the team. Thank you very much.
I don't think that will come across as perfectly as it sounded, but there was actual dejection by Matt. By then, he really, really wants to be part of Jace's Alliance, and he's not allowed. Funny. Sorry, carry on, please.
Right, so moving on, we've got Ben Jenkins, who at the time of writing this was still in Sri Lanka.
Backdoor Ben in Sri Lanka. That's a show and a half, isn't it?
That's a different thing entirely. So he's talking about what games you like to play on holiday, if any. I don't have holidays, so fucked if I know. I had a holiday once. I thought it was before games were invented, anyway.
Oh, I feel really sad now. As a family man, when I go on holiday, I wouldn't dare take a gaming system with me. The best I can hope for is a book for the 5 minutes of peace I get when I'm on holiday. So I don't game at all on holiday. AD?
Yeah, I'm exactly the same as you, mate. I don't even bother.
No, it's family
time.
I
don't even bother. Not even on my phone, so.
It's family time, so Ben, I think you've got your priorities wrong.
All right, actually.
Yeah, all right. What about you, Neil?
Dude, I've not been on holiday for 3 years because the same as this chuffing house. And no, I don't. Even when I do, I don't game. I'm the same thing. I read. I try and catch up on the other kind of geeky stuff that I miss out on, comics and stuff like that.
To be honest, I'd be surprised if Neil can see when he's on holiday. Then mind fucking play a game.
I rent with the bumps.
Boys.
You know, the Braille shit. If you're too drunk, you've always got Braille.
Brilliant. There's a life tip from Neil. Moving swiftly on, Jace.
Right then, I hope that answers your question there, Ben. And Mr. John Lenton says, does the pressure lessen once you've blown your joker? Is there a sense of relief that your decision has now been made? Now, this was always directed at Matt until today. So, Matt, what are you saying about the pressure being released?
John Lenton is the guy who actually semi-persuaded me to buy my joker. But, yes, it does, actually. Because I've got one less thing to worry about. Now I know all I've got to worry about is there anything I can spend my credit that I've got left on, which is platform specific, so it's limited, but it's one less choice. So for me, totally.
And personally, I think now that I have done my Joker, it's different this time, because the first time I did the challenge, my Joker was always going to be Halo 4, because I knew that was coming out in the year, so it was put aside straight away. This time I've had the chance to... do a wantonly blooming off-the-cuff purchase of a Joker game, and that's all good, that's all brilliant, I'm fucking enjoying it, and I'm going to regret it massively when they release Dangerous Golf, which was my other contender.
Which looks very good, actually, Jace, I must say.
It does, so maybe we'll have a conversation around then, but yeah, pressure's gone for now, but I'm sure it'll be back in abundance.
So, reining it all back in, to the domestics, you can send any direct correspondence or audio submissions to yoschallenge4@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it is @yoschallenge4. Please, please, please go onto iTunes and give us some iTunes reviews. The last couple of months we have been on new and noteworthy front page, which is really cool. It probably doesn't mean a lot, but to us guys it means a lot because, you know, I can put a screenshot, show it to my mum, and she thinks I'm famous, so that's pretty cool. If you want to keep up with us personally, I don't know why you would after listening to this show, but you can do. On Twitter, we are there personally. We have Jay Stokes on @JayStokes, myself on @EggDaddy. We have AD on @ADMG, which is ADYEMGEE, and we have Neil on @BaronVonPleb. So that covers the domestics. Please listen to us ramble on there. We are much more coherent than we are this evening because we have generally drunk less during the week, although it is Easter weekend.
Just to finish up on the domestics, though, I did have some correspondence about how to get audio submissions in. I know some guys have done them, and we thank you for those, but not everybody is as tech savvy as others, are they, Matthew? So
I think the best way, if you want to put an audio submission in and you're not sure how to do it, if you get your fucking fancy smartphone out, if you go on your app store and look for a voice recorder app, there's fucking millions of them there. As long as that voice recorder app can record to MP3, you can do your little talky thing. You can do it as many times until you get it right. Once you've got that MP3 saved on your phone, you can email that to us at the emails that Matt has already said, and we can get to them that way. That's probably the easiest and best way for us to get them from you.
Do you know what, Jace? It took me a couple of seconds there to realise that you were doing a bit for the show and not talking to me.
Yeah,
I like doing drunk podcasts. They're brilliant. We haven't said goodbye. Should we do that bit?
No.
Why not?
No, we'll continue talking until December. That's probably the best.
I mean,
and you can edit
to
the fucking
else,
thing,
and then we can all talk bollocks. So look.
Well, yeah, we can do that. That's fine. But do the
okay.
goodbye.
Okay.
Yeah,
so right before we get into that bit, and you're gonna get these things. So you've done the domestics. Is everybody happy with how we're going to get... The email address is going to cross okay. The Twitter account's going okay.
Do you
iTunes...
want me to do a clean run, Jace, just in case?
Do you want me to do
I
the domestics?
I can do it. Do you want me to do a clean run? I'll minimise Neil.
Do the email address and the iTunes reviews one more time, if you don't mind, because it wasn't amazingly clear.
I'll do it again. It's fine.
Thank
I'm going to minimise you cunts, because you fucking put me off. I love you guys. Okay, so let's get the domestics out of the way at the end of the show. So, if you want to send us some audio submissions, I know Jace already covered this bit. Oh, fuck that. Fuck off!
No,
I know
he fucking hasn't, because he's going to put that in
fuck
afterwards.
I know you're going to do, so it's fine. Okay, I'm going to start again. So let's get on to domestics. If you want to send us any direct correspondence, please email us at yoschallenge4@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at yoschallenge4. If you want to submit some iTunes reviews, please do. It's great to be up on the front page. We're on new and noteworthy 2 months in a row, so that's great. You can go to iTunes, leave us a review, and when if we find any that we really like, you may well be in... line for a code or two.
Free games, motherfuckers! Sorry.
You can follow... Yeah, free games, motherfuckers, as Neil does point out.
Sorry
you can
that.
Also follow us personally on Twitter. You can follow Jace on @JaceStokes. You can follow me on @EggDaddy. You can follow AD on @ADMG, which is ADYEMGEE. And you can follow Neil at Baron Von Pleb. That's my Bob Holness bit out of the way, or my Bob Monkhouse, or my fucking Julian Clary, or whoever you want. Fuck you, you cunts. Edit that out.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god.
Don't worry about mentioning the Facebook page I've just typed in there. That's fine.
Where is that? It's not on there. It's not come up. Facebook page hasn't come up.
Ah. I bet I've got a fucking separate version of this.
No, you're on there, but you're on there as editing, but it hasn't appeared.
Matt, put a cucumber behind your cat.
You have to click the tick. What the fuck are you doing? Tick? You're just a pink blob moving around my page.
What?
I'll add it on the end. I'll do one now. Okay.
Right.
I'll do it now. Okay,
what
ready?
Does it say
like,
in
we're
that
a time
fucking...
sync.
No,
we're
don't
on time
about
sync
it.
Of
don't
1 hour 51 and 54. And finally, if you want to catch up with our Facebook community, the search for YOS Challenge 4. On Facebook, we have a lovely page.
No, don't do that because you won't
what's
find
it. Called,
it.
Then?
AD, what's it called? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Matt. Don't worry about it. Doesn't matter. I'll put it in the show notes. It's fine.
No one reads the show notes because all it says is content to be added.
No, it doesn't. That's not what it said. That was for 2 days while the servers were broke at fucking Jellycast.
Right. Are we done?
Bitch. No, you haven't fucking said goodbye. Till next time.
Okay, so that's us all wrapped up. I think it's time for us to say goodbye. I'm sure you've had enough of us. We very much enjoyed doing this, so I would like to say goodbye from me. AD, do you want to say goodbye to everyone?
Bye, everyone. See you next month.
To Neil, do you want to say goodbye?
I want to say thank you for everybody. Matt, thank you for hosting this week. You've done a fantastic job. People, stay with us, stay strong, and we'll see you next month.
And finally, to our ever-present... Master Jace.
Matt, thanks for
hosting. I know it's been your first time. It's been quite nerve-wracking for you. The alcohol has obviously helped. So, yes, thank you very much for listening, everyone. And we'll be back, and somebody will host next month.
Not me.
Spoilers, it won't be Matt. Not if she's had a drink, anyway.
Bye.
Goodbye now.
Bye.
Bye.
The Year of Shame Challenge.
Okay, hello everybody, and welcome to the March episode of Year of Shame 2016 Challenge Podcast.
The fucking charisma drips from this cunt.
Fuck you.
Try again.
Wait a minute, did you just say we can all trade piss?
Take the piss.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
We can trade piss as well.
I'm going to say, I'm not sending you my piss through the post. There's no fucking way.
It's Easter weekend, up to ages.
Okay, Neil Neil Orange Peel, what about you?
Oh, I've not heard that for a while.
Well, since you're about four.
No, I used to get that shit all the time. Neil, Neil, Orange Peel, when will I ever see you again?
I'm happy to wait. I'm not about to spend that amount of money on a nascent, good word there for me, by the way, nascent technology. And it could be a pile of shit in 6 months. I don't know why. I don't know why I said good word there for me. I'm such a cunt. I'm sorry.
Let me critique my own fucking vocabulary whilst I host this podcast.
Fuck off, Neil.
Dick. Sorry, you made me laugh. I'm so sorry. It's your fucking fault.
My fault, okay. Rewind and come again, my selector. So,